Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you want to know and music for your soul. It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
For the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you'll want to know, speaking on issues affecting us all, and music for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Connection talk in the first microphone.
1-2-1-2.
Somebody else calling to the show.
I'm calling now.
That's you, Niecy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I say so.
Hello?
Hello?
There we go. All right.
Hi, Miss Niecy.
Okay. Y'all transmitting now, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and go with the show.
All right.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you'll want to know, speaking on issues affecting us all, and music for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show. The Bobby Eaton Show.
Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. We're back. We're back. We're back. Hey, we apologize. We had some rough times, some technical difficulties. Now I'm cutting in and out all of a sudden. Oh my goodness. The devil is alive today.
We're going to make it today.
We're going to make it today. And so, welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way, and we mess up our way, and we jack up stuff our way, and we do everything our way. And so I got on the show, I got Lissa.
Hey.
There you go. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
I'm paranoid now, man. Cajun chaos. Let me hear you.
Can you hear me up here?
I can hear you real good. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Oh, don't you tell me that. Don't you tell me that.
That's
I got,
all right. That's
I got,
we still
I
in
got
the
you.
Game.
What about now? What about now?
Mine is further over now.
Right here. What about now?
So there we go. There we go.
Okay, there we go. Finally. You know, try to play that music again. We need a break. And so today we're going to be talking about the word, the N word. All right? The N word on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told them, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama renting. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rent. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today, it's worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie. I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all is still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, Y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect. We don't pull that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Talking. Had a riot yesterday. 10 niggas died. Die, nigga. Say what? 10 niggas died. Yeah, die, nigga. Went down to Whitehall Street. Heard a sergeant reporting lots of niggas dying in Vietnam. Die, nigga. Die, nigga. Nigga, die. Had to get away from niggas. Dying all the time. Went back up to Harlem. Heard a school teacher say, niggas sure are dumb. Almost like they're dead. Die, nigga, everywhere you go. Niggas dying. Niggas been dying for 400 years. Niggas dying with conked heads. Niggas dying in Ivy League suits. Niggas know how to die. Been dying for 400 years. Been practicing how to die. Niggas dying in prison. Niggas dying on farms. Niggas dying in dirty rooms. Even learned how to die in mansions now. Big office buildings. Fancy dying. Niggas love dying. Build big funeral homes so dead nigga undertakers get rich burying dying niggas. Die, nigga. Niggas always trying to die. Niggas get shot. Die, nigga. Niggas get hung. Die, nigga. Niggas get lynched. Die, nigga. Niggas get tarred and feathered. Niggas get boiled in oil. Niggas get carried out of their own homes. Niggas watch their wives get raped. Watch their babies get stomped. Then niggas watch some redneck hunky stand over them and laugh. Laughing, talking about dad, nigga. Actually laughing. Wine bottle in his hand, cigar in his mouth. Laughing, talking about dad, nigga. We're going and die, nigga. You've been dying for 400 years. Niggas know how to die. Niggas don't know nothing else but dying. Niggas dream about dying. Niggas playing beautiful lies for when they're dead. Die, nigga. Nigga preachers tell niggas about heaven. Got to die first. Die, nigga. Niggas love dying. Niggas watch dying on TV. They love it. Niggas watch other niggas die. They love it. Niggas watch Emmett Till die. Niggas watch Mac Parker die. Niggas watch James Chaney die. Niggas watch Bobby Hutton die. Niggas watch Mega Evers die. Niggas watch niggas die. Niggas watch niggas die.
Niggas die. Welcome back to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. We apologize again for the technical difficulties. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the N-word, N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-E-R. Now, let me let my listeners know a little etymology about the word. The word was actually started in 1619 with the slave trade, when they went to Africa and they picked up Africans from Niger. That's N-I-G-E-R.
Which means black.
Yes, which means black. Yeah. And so they picked them up from this place. And a lot of these slave traders, they were illiterate. They were smart with what they were doing, but they were kind of illiterate. They had broken English. And so what they would do is they brought these people from Niger. And when they brought them to a place, they didn't call them Africans or blacks. They said, here are these niggers. We got these niggers. And as the years passed on and things kept going on, you know, they're saying niggers. Now, we know that that was an oppressive word, that slave owners used that to oppress us. However, there's been a lot of controversy about that word, where people were trying to even get it banned, you know, and then other people like Tupac said, you know, niggers stands for never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. He said, we need to flip that word. And so we're going to talk. Hey, call that line. What's that number? Somebody give me that number real quick. Lissa or Cajun. The reason why we're in there laughing, because Niecy made some gumbo and we cannot breathe. And my nose is running and I can't breathe. But give me that number, 646-716-5525.
Press 1 to talk.
Press 1 to talk.
There we
all
go.
Right. Press 1 to talk if you want to talk to us while we are burning up with
man.
This. But hey, tell me about, we talked about this just a second ago. When were you introduced to the word nigga? And I know Alyssa said, shoot, I don't remember.
Right. I mean, even when I was in elementary school, I remember hearing other kids call each other the N-word. So I can't like pinpoint, oh, I was this age or that age. I've
right.
just always heard the word.
I told you, it's just like saying good morning to me. So, you know, yeah. it's just that natural. It's always have been, you know, yeah. privy to it.
Now,
if you want to say privy.
Growing up my home, my dad, he despised the word. I never heard him say it. My dad died when he was 75. I never heard him say it. But, of course, growing up in Southside, Fort Worth, Texas, Rolling Hills in the house. And I would go outside. Of course, my friends and my friends' uncles.
Right.
I remember one time, I come here, little nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Grab that paper there from a little nigga.
Now, see, it wasn't, and like that, it wasn't allowed in the house because, you know, but me, I had a white mom and black dad.
Yeah.
So mom was, you know, mom is a totally against the word. She, like, despises it to the,
yeah.
you know, 1,001 millionth power. But, again, like you said, stepping outside, it was a different, you know, it was a different thing. So
yeah.
it still was a natural thing coming outside the house. Wasn't allowed inside because mama didn't play that.
Okay. Yeah. See, and my uncle said it. Man, I mean, they used it, I mean, so much. Then I know a family. I won't tell you who it is, but this family. And I remember a conversation. And I sat there and I died laughing because this had a conversation with. Man, I talked to that nigga the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He was over there with the one niggas. You know, the one light-skinned nigga. Then, you know, he was over there with the one nigga used to play football. You know, his mama was messing with that nigga that worked at the factory.
Mm-hmm. There was a whole conversation.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, you know, he died from the factory because, you know, his daddy, you know, he used to make about six. What's that nigga name? and I laughed. They were like, what are you laughing? I was like, dude, everybody's first name should just be the N-I-G-G. Hey, for real, because everybody was a nigga, and I know.
What's my mother name?
Oh, my God.
Jigger.
And so I know people use that now that, you know, we'll start with this. How oppressive is the word to use right now in this century? How oppressive, in your opinion, how oppressive is it, in your opinion, Alyssa?
I think it depends on the person and the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of our youth and younger generations are so far removed from the days and times where the word was oppressive. And so it has no feeling for them.
Mm, yeah.
Whereas, like my grandfather, he wasn't that far from segregation, and I can't use this water fountain. And, you know, my dad experienced all that too. So I think it just depends on the person and what somebody lets bother them.
Yeah. What about you, Case and Chaos?
Again, I think it depends on the person. Now, as far as you're saying, you know, like people, the younger generation being far removed from it,
yeah,
they still have an understanding because they'll still bust somebody in the head, you know, that's non-black for saying the word. So it's like they have the understanding, but we took ownership. Yeah. It's like we took ownership. We're going to take something that you deemed as negative and demeaning and degrading and use it, you know what I'm saying, as a term of endearment and, you know, like it's just another word saying bro and brother and homie and, you know, things like that. We just took ownership of that word, of the negativity.
I mean, but is it a term of endearment? I mean, isn't there some pain behind that? People got beat to death and nigga this and nigga that and, you know, doing the civil rights. And I mean, can we flip it? That's the question I'm asking.
Again, for me, in my life, no. I mean, when I was younger, I probably used that word more than I care to admit or should have. But, and every now and then, I might still occasionally say it, but
yeah,
for me, no. There's no flip on my end.
Yeah. You know, this is, I think it was Richard Pryor. I'm going to play a clip for him later on about that N-word. Richard Pryor, the first person, I remember, this is years ago, and listen, I know you're not the same age as me and Niecy.
I know who Richard Pryor is.
I know Richard, not that part. Not that part. No, this is not Richard Pryor. I know you know Richard Pryor, but this is back in the day when they had a cable box and had a key in it, and you had to turn it to be able to watch shows that we couldn't see.
Oh, I don't. I
told you. I knew it. And so what happened is my daddy left the key in the box. So you turn the box, that means you can get to the X-rated shows.
Oh.
And Richard Pryor was on, and me and my cousin was in the room. And, man, he went in.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, I was like, oh, my God, this is.
That's the first time you heard it?
I mean, I heard it more, but he made it sound cool.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, he's saying it. And no, next thing you know, we walking down the street. Hey, nigga, what's up? You know what I'm saying? We was trying to be cool. And I remember seeing Richard Pryor. And it was funny. He made it funny. And so we really got more exposed to it, and it sounded cool. My uncle and them, when they said it, it was more like, that's our uncle name. Lord have mercy. My uncles.
That's how you're supposed to say it.
And so my uncles will say it. It was like more like, well, get your, you know, so it was like, it really was oppressive because they was telling us to do something we probably didn't want to do.
Right.
And so what happened is when we heard Richard Pryor, oh, my goodness. Yes. This is the word. And then. I don't want to
cry. Is my nigga.
Oh, see,
it's see, like that. About. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what we said. That's what we said back in the day. Help us, Lord. So, and so he said that word, and then you know, fast forward, here come NWA.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas with attitudes.
Yes, indeed.
What? I mean, man, I couldn't, you know, and I remember my dad, I couldn't wear that shirt in the house, NWA, because he knew what it stands for.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't wait to wear that shirt out in public.
He was going to get a whooping.
I wore that shirt out in public, and I was waiting for somebody to ask me what it meant.
So you can tell him.
So I can tell him.
Just so he can say the word.
I can see it. I can see it. And then, you know, then growing up as an athlete, you know, nigga, pass me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you can't tackle nobody. You know, so every other word, I mean, we said it a lot.
Like Niecy said, kind of like, good morning, like breathing. It
right.
Was.
It was.
It
was
the norm.
The second nature.
Yeah. Now, being an educator now, man, they said so much that you like, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. Now, I was in Quick Trip, and it was two white kids and two black kids. And they were talking, and they were in front of me, and one of the white kids said, nigga, you want a drink or not?
Mm.
And I said, oh, they're going to be a...
Wait, wait, wait. The white kids did that?
Yeah, he told it to the kids. It's in East Tulsa. And I said, oh, they're going to whoop
they him. They're going to fight, yeah.
And the black dude turned and said, all right, nigga, I'm going to get it in a minute. And I said, what? And so I said something.
Brandon, what?
So I said something to the kids. I said, man, you know, you probably shouldn't be throwing that word around like that. I had to say something because even the white man next to me was like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know, and so I told the white kid, I said, you shouldn't be saying it. He said, I apologize. The black kid got mad and said, man, you old school, man. Nobody care about that no more. Man, you can say nigga whenever you want to, man. Don't be listening to this dude.
He's going
to
get that boy whooped.
And the white kid, was more like, no, he probably right, man. You know, I'd be joking with you and stuff. But the black kid jumped on me. I mean, he didn't jump on me because I would have thrown his back.
Right,
you
would have whooped that nigga.
Lord, help us. And so,
KZK, I got a full effect right now.
It's
the gumbo. That's what I was going to say. It's the gumbo.
And so, that's what happened. I mean, this kid was upset at me. He was angry at me for saying something to his friend, his white friend, about it. And I know that, like I said, trying to ban the word, which I mean, I don't want to move too fast, too quick, but I know we said earlier that you don't feel that it's oppressive. Nisi, you say I don't feel like it's oppressive?
Now, I do. And
well,
I mean,
older, because you're out of
Right. Yeah. Because as the young man you were talking about,
uh-huh.
It was one of those, that was a long time ago, you know, when we was younger.
Right.
And there was, ain't nobody studying about that. But again, we still wouldn't let the white people say it. Even though,
before,
you know, mom's white and I have an older sister that's, you know, white. And my older sister was allowed to say it. And I think that was because of they knew who she, you know, who she was, where she come from. And no one ever made differences with her, really, in the neighborhood to that nature, except that, you know, there's a few people or whatever. But she was able to go around and say, nigga. But she would always, she wouldn't say nigga. My sister would always say nicka. It was like a K in there or whatever. Nicka, shut up.
Or the gangster version, N-I-C-C-A.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, but she always said it. Now, she about to make 50 this year. So that was a long time ago when she was in her teens and 20s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was able to say it. She was the only white girl at Booker T. Washington High School in Shreveport. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It
wasn't a big deal.
Not really. As like I said, for other people, it may have been, but for my sister, it really wasn't.
It was.
You know what, with that youngin', though, probably something else that might have happened with him is the fact that you said something, but he didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So his friend is probably kind of like, man, that's true, but why is he letting me disrespect him and someone else is telling me not to? You get what I'm saying? I kind of wonder if that went through his mind on the ego tip for a second.
Yeah, because he was tripping.
Well, there's so many young kids or younger generation, I can say 30 and younger, that are on that where that happened a long time ago. This is 2018. We need to move on. Quit bringing up, you know what I'm saying, and it's stuff like that. So they're allowing a whole lot of things now these days that we wouldn't have allowed back then because we understood the history of things.
Yeah.
See, history, you know, it's not in the textbooks anymore. You know what I'm saying? They fix these stories up to make it seem like we were immigrants and not slaves. So if you're teaching those type of things, then that's going to be far removed from these, you know, the younger kids coming up. My kids, when Brandon is about to be 12, but I teach him
the
history and the understanding of those things. If he was in school, he might not get that, you know, that same understanding.
I definitely see what you're saying. My daughter said that they don't say it. I know that's a tale. I love my babies to death.
But you know they be lying.
I know. As soon as they walk out, hey, daddy, I love you. I have to pray for them. Amen. They walk out the door. Nigga, where are my headphones? I already know they. Their word is just sliding through their mouth. I actually probably have said it in this show more than I said in the last 20 years.
Wow.
And on this show just here recently. But I want to play a little clip from Richard Pryor, his stand-up. I think it's the one on Live on Sunset, one of his most famous clips that he did. And so we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to go to a song from you, Alyssa. I know you had a song that you wanted to play.
It's a poem.
A poem. We're going to listen to that poem. But we're going to go listen to Richard Pryor real quick. You listen to the Bobby Eaton Show. Hey, call in 646-716-5525. Weigh in on the N-word.
One thing I got out of it was magic. I like to share with you. You know, it's like I was leaving and I was sitting in the hotel and a voice said to me, he said, look around. What do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know. And the voice said, do you see any niggas? I said, no. I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there. I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh, my God, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I got to regroup my shit. I mean, I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man nigger. You know, because we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now because it's dead. That word's dead. We men and women, we come from the first people on the earth. You know, the first people on the earth were black people. Because anthropologists, white anthropologists.
So the white people go, that could be true, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Leakey and them found people remains 5 million years ago in Africa. You know them motherfuckers didn't speak French. So black people, we the first people had thought, right? We the first one to say, where the fuck am I?
And how do you get to Detroit?
So you can take it for what it's worth. I know, like, I ain't trying to preach nothing to nobody. I'm just talking about my feelings about it. And I don't want them hip white people coming at me, calling me no nigger or telling me nigger jokes. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, it's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it when black people say it to me. I really don't no more. It's nothing. It don't mean nothing. So I love y'all, and you take that with you.
I guess y'all say
All right, so... This next poem, well, this poem is from Deaf Poetry, the collection, Julian Curry, and it's Niggers, Niggas, and Niggas.
Curry! What's up, my niggas? I said, what's up, my niggas? That was a trick question. And it's nice to see that the tricky ones haven't tricked most of y'all into the answer. You see, niggas been passed through our families, generation to generation like cancer. It used to be said by slave masters, who weren't in the business of breeding no dancing niggas. They only wanted good old field niggas. But I wonder how the field nigga would feel if he was sitting next to you on the A-train at approximately 3 o'clock any day of the week, and he heard his little great-great-grandson speak dozens, if not hundreds of times, from 59th Street to West 4th, the word that made black families pack up in the South and move north. When he slammed a couple of these boys against the doors and asked, what's the deal, nigga? Do you think you're keeping it real, nigga? Do you know how I was killed, nigga? They loaded me with hot rods of steel, nigga. Now, how do you think this makes me feel, nigga? Or would he just sit there and listen silently like white people do? Silently like I do? Silently like we all do? So what do? I go down to Wall Street. Do you know why they call it Wall Street? Because centuries ago, there were these huge high walls, and down on the street, slaves with shackles on their feet were going to be bought and sold by the fleet like shares of intel. Crazy shouted daily like, where's my niggas? There's my niggas. Whose niggas are those? Now here we are centuries after slavery, insulting our ancestors' bravery by shouting phrases daily like, where's my nigga? What up, nigga? You know you my nigga, right? So don't blame the boys on the A-train. Blame the men who put the myth it was okay to say it in their brain. Blame the kids of comedy, the all-time nigga record holders. Put the blame on the Hughes brothers and Quentin Tarantino shoulders. And hopefully this nigga poem is making you uncomfortable to the point where you're cracking your neck and staring down at the ground, looking to your left and your right. See, there's white people around helping you realize that you've been bamboozled if you think you have to wear blackface to be a clown. But I gotta go now. I gotta go now. I gotta go now. I gotta get this poem in the hands of the artist formerly known as Prince now. Because when it comes to talent, ain't nobody's bigger. And maybe this poem can be the gun and his voice can be the trigger. And we can collaborate and figure a way to convince Jigger to help us write a new dream song, our new theme song, and call it the people formerly known as Niggas.
Wow. What'd you think about that one?
I love it. But, you know, I'm a poetry person anyway, right?
I know, me too.
Right.
I used to love me some deaf poetry. Does that still come on?
I have no idea. I don't have cable.
Me either.
I don't have cable, so I don't know.
Not a clue. That was good perspective, though.
Okay. You are listening to the Bobby Eaton Show. If you want to call in and give us your perspective, what you think about the topic on the word nigga, dial 646-716-5525. And don't forget to press the number 1.
To dial in and talk to us.
Yes, indeed. Now,
I know, if you're doing a favor, you know, that was like a real poetic. Put up one of them NWA songs. I know our listeners, the old ladies are probably about to have a heart attack on the show today.
They are. You can get us killed.
And so I know that in hip-hop culture, that's where it got amplified. Do y'all agree? That's where it got amplified.
Right. And I agree. That's one of the things he said in this piece is blame, you know, blame some of the comedians and these other artists that have promoted the word and made it seem so cool. And
now, NWA was one of the groups that is, you know, considered to be the lead of all of that. We know with the introduction of gangster rap, NWA, Eazy-E and Ice Cube and all of them, whatever, coming in because they made it more popular.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bringing it to mainstream.
Now, I know Ice Cube used to say things like, you know, we normalize, is that the word?
Right.
Normalize the word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true to our culture. True to our culture.
That we adopted it. We took it on as our own.
Yeah, and then like I said, we got summertime coming up, family reunions. And man, if y'all know my family reunion, I'm from Texas, and I got two family reunions. I got two family reunions, and one is in South Carolina, and one is in Tyler, Texas.
Oh wow! Okay.
My folks is country. My folks are very, very
in both
very,
places.
Very country. And so my folks are very country. Now, when that happens, when I go out there, man, that N word is rampant.
I bet it is.
To the point. Oh, they'll say things like, I haven't been in a while, but I know last time I went, they'll say, oh, that my boy is, man. Nigga, you still the principal nigga? I'm like, what?
Oh,
I got to be the principal
like
nigga. I got to be the principal nigga. Boy, you losing weight, boy. Nigga, you better get over there and get some of that potato salad. I mean, so
right.
at the Black Fair and you, I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, because like, but I will say this. I'm saying this on the radio, but I have got used to it. My ear is normalized. With the word,
mm-hmm.
especially around family. But I think when I was growing up, my dad never said this. My uncles, but my uncles, I like Chris Rock stand up when he said his uncles used to talk about white people. And then when they came around, he changed. That's how my uncles were. Nigga this, nigga that, nigga that. Then the white people come around. Hey, how you doing, sir? Oh, all is well.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm just talking over to my
You don't let the white people see you do that. That's what I tell the kids. I'm like, don't you see them white people standing right there. Don't you say nigga in front of them white people.
Now, why not?
No.
I'm be a little controversial.
No.
Why not? Listen, why not?
Well, I feel like, Dorn, you have this extended period of time of not only just slavery and segregation, and even still now, where white people use that term, not all, but to be offensive and oppressive. So to me, it just seems a little ridiculous to do what they do to you, to your own, in front of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Or really at all. It's almost the equivalent of, you know, how brothers and sisters or sisters fight. And they might call each other names, but they don't want anybody else to call
right.
names. But then you got to ask the question, if you let them know, what's all crazy to them, period. And I know it's different with siblings because you
right.
play, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I can beat them up, but you better not.
Right. So then why would you beat them up? Let's just love.
Find that song and listen. That song we can put on.
Which
there.
One? I done put up a lot of NWA, but I don't. It's a little aggressive for me, so I don't know all
wow.
of the songs.
Did she just put
Tell
on
me
the
which one you
customer
want.
Service voice or something over there?
Well, I will let my listeners know. This is the Bobby Eaton Show. Bobby's out. I take care of some personal business, take care of some things. And we're talking about the N-word, the nigga word. And so we've been playing some clips, and we will warn you before time that a lot of these clips, if they're associated with saying the N-word,
yeah.
they're going to be explicit words followed with it, with like MF and F and alter L-word. So I want to warn you that we're playing clips not for the sake of being vulgar, but just to make sure you get an understanding of what we're talking about, especially some
different perspective of the word.
So that means don't play the clean version.
No, you can't play the clean version. You got to play. And so they got to say the N word, and so you know, all of us in this room, we don't use explicits all the time, Nixie.
If I hit my toe, I say the S word on occasion.
Yeah, okay. When you come, when you're waking up, hitting on the dress.
Usually, I make up fake cuss words.
So. Yeah, and so. I'm gonna find a song right quick, and it's called My Nigga.
Okay.
It's called My Nigga, and it's by YG. Yep,
I had pulled that up too.
You pulled
that. It used to be my jam in college when I didn't know no better.
YG.
Fingers in the air, I'm shaking it real fast.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna play this song once again. Listeners, you listen to the Bobby Eaton Show. Bear with us as we allow you to listen to some songs. A lot of people, even 35, even now I say 40 and older, we kind of removed ourselves from that music. And so I want you to hear some of these songs. We're playing this so you can get a vibe about what's going on. You listen to the Bobby Show. Hey, call in 646-716-5525. We'd like to hear what you got to say about
the
N-word.
Don't forget to press the number one, y'all.
Press the number one. Here we go.
Hey.
Mother, I'm a ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'm a dad with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my nigga. I ain't going in the show with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracking, I hold my niggas. You looking for some money, let me call my niggas. You sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink, got niggas on the block, what you gonna do? That's a nigga back up, they wanna bucket left up. I got that act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He slipping over bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga, take shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch pass out of my nigga. Here's my first big pass with my nigga. My nigga. Cause I'm down for my niggas, I ride for my niggas. Fuck the mother nigga. I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my niggas sitting on the F&B. When we stay in a walk and buy everything we see. Me and my Dell, man, nigga get twisted. Nigga get tricky, knock the gravy out your bitch. I didn't know I fuck with you in the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right, everybody catch my nigga. Drink that act right and get straight with my nigga. Most likely I'm a dad with my finger on the trigger. I been grinding that side out there with my lips. And I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga, 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 front of me, he's a little straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga, we. My nigga get a fake, I'm still in this. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga. 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 My nigga, my niggas, my niggas. I need to settle away, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business. Soup and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'm a ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my
man.
I try and make a neck motherfucker to another man. Fucking shred the shit up.
Watch your money,
yellow beat, holla at me.
Bitch, you being some hot nigga. Like I took bitch, I see when I shot nigga. Then he dropped, nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga. And my they keep it on him, he done drop niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot nigga. Tones known to get busy with them glocks, nigga. Try to run down and you can catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling crackers like a fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me to them pack and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy done, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free stand on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot. Send a drop on him. She gon' call me up and I'ma stick the hot on him. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy Shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. With GS, we gon' I'm with you, I'm with Russia, I'm with A-Bar. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things drop. Free Breezy, oh. It's on my niggas murder team, and oh. Bitch, call nobody. Oh, no. We could go. Fuck with us, and then we tweaking, ho. Run up on the nigga, get the squeezing, ho. Everybody catch them full of hoes. Niggas got me on my bully, yo. Yo. I'ma run up, put that gun on them. I'ma run up, go dumb on them. Niggas got me on that young shit, young shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap more than these motherfuckers. Hop in the bitch. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Bobby Eaton. Tune in to my show every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also on Saturdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you need to do is dial the phone number 646-716-5525, and don't forget to press the 1 button to talk on The Bobby Eaton Show.
And we're back on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Hello. Hey,
my
the
listeners.
Bobby Eaton Show.
We are up in there with Lissa.
Hey.
Nisi, a.k.a. the Cajun Chaos.
What's up?
And we're talking about the N-word. Hey, we apologize. I know it's been a lot of technical difficulties. Bobby has his new board, and so we've been trying to work it out. But, hey, send your prayers out to Bobby and his family. Bobby's taking care of some personal things right now. Hey, but our love is with him, and, you know, always listening. Big brother is always watching.
Right.
So we're talking about,
on you.
Gotcha. So we're talking about the N-word. We played two songs. I know for some of my church folks or even religious folks, they be like, Lord, I was with Bobby Eaton for they put that boy Mario, Cajun Chaos, and Lissa on there. They playing cuss words. We played those songs because they emphasized the word nigger in the song. Like every other word, you know, was nigger. So we wanted to see, how do you feel? Call in 646-716-5525. Weigh in on the N-word conversation. We have some nice points that we've made. We talked about it being oppressive. We also talked about the word being enduring. You know, and like I say, kids now, well, so I didn't say N-I-G-G-E-O. I said N-I-G-G-A.
Right.
And that really started
with, the dynamic of it.
And that really started with like Tupac. You know, Tupac had that bad, you know, where he said, you know, and he made it popular because that was my era. You know, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. And so, you know, so I was like, okay, that's what that means then. And so I bought into it. I know y'all bought into it because y'all not that much younger than me. Niecy, my same age. Listen, you ain't that much younger than me.
I don't know. I bought into it.
I'm just
Tupac, my baby daddy.
Tupac, your baby daddy?
Yes.
You got to fight for a lot of women think the same thing.
A lot of people love that NIGGA.
I do.
So, hey, I know my listeners. Hey, I'm going to play a song right quick. We got to bring y'all back up from all that N-word. We got to play something more encouraging.
Something less oppressive.
Yes. And so we're going to bring you back up. You want to keep them down, Niecy?
It ain't bad. No, go do what you do.
So we're going to bring y'all back up. This is some Mtume. Sugar free.
Okay.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Every
We had to bring y'all back in. That's some Tume.
Everybody feel better about life now?
Yeah, we feel a little bit more optimistic. Because I thought I was going to go out and rob somebody a minute ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It was hardcore.
Put your hands up in the name of Jesus, nigga.
Nigga.
At the end of Jesus.
There.
So we're talking about...
on the Bobby
Eaton
Show.
There we go. Yeah. We're talking about the N-word on the Bobby Eaton Show. Hey, give us a call, 646-716-5525. Also, y'all, hey, listen, what's going on Thursday? What show do they have on over here?
The Juice.
The Juice Show. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. where the young people tell stories their way, where you have young people from different high schools around in the Tulsa Metroplex, and they bring in different groups, different individuals, man, that are very interesting, and they listen to all that music we just played a minute ago, but the edited version.
and y'all need to really support them to see young people
them.
Doing their thing. Doing They'll their be thing. Ready support. Before they get to college.
Oh,
that's
man.
The choice they make.
And they, yeah.
So support them.
Man, support those kids. They could be doing anything else. Come by. You can donate money to the Juice Show. Or you can donate money to me. I wouldn't mind taking it.
To the Bobby Eaton
no,
Show.
To the Bobby Eaton Show, you can donate money. Hey, this is a community radio station where we talk about things going on in the community and things that affect our lives. Now, some people saying, okay, the N-word, how is that really affecting our lives? How does the N-word really affect our lives? That's a great question. Does it really affect our lives? Is it one of those things we just blow off? Or, I mean, what do you guys weigh in on it?
I guess it depends on how you look at it, on how it affects you. We were listening to the music while ago, and that actually has changed our culture.
Yeah.
With the word, and it has become part of culture, African American, Black folk, you know,
yeah.
That music has changed that for us to be a part of who we are. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's just who we are now. So when people look at, we'll say, well, I can't even say non-Blacks, because even some Blacks, we do the same thing. We'll look at younger people and judge them based off of.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The hood dynamic of niggas and hood niggas, and, you know, we do that.
Did you just say hood dynamic?
Hood niggas?
No, hood dynamic.
It changes the dynamic.
Oh, I thought you called it the hood dynamic. I was like, that's a nice phrase.
It was.
I'm speaking all about your hood dynamics.
It was catchy.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, we can do that too. But it did. It changes it.
It changes it.
Changes it. It breaks it, like you said, more normalized. It's a normalcy now, because that's the way mainstream media has changed it and made it be a part of our culture and who we are, is through the music.
You can say it on television now. Not cable. I mean, like regular.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You can say the N-word on regular television.
What? Well.
Yeah. You can also say the B-word. They won't say the F. But I've heard
well,
say
I know
the...
you can say the B-word, and you can say ass. And you can say hell.
Oh, you've been able to say that.
Yeah.
Since like
so I know
80s.
That.
But now you can say, next thing.
Since when?
I was looking at, what's the UPN?
UPN?
Is it UPN?
We don't
watch TV.
We don't have cable.
Well, no, this is one of the ones where you got it, where you get UPN, where you get the little,
box?
Yeah.
Converter box?
Yeah. And so on there, you can do that.
I don't watch TV. We watch VHS and movies.
Did you say VHS?
Yes, I did. I still got a VCR player.
No, I'm judging.
I
got some VHS
because
I don't have nothing to play on.
You a duo.
I had one and it ate up one of my favorites.
Go to the Goodwill and I'm telling you, Goodwill on Southwest Boulevard. They sell them for like $10.
Mario is shaking his head.
He said Boulevard.
Boulevard.
So he's country on purpose, y'all.
Yeah.
So, I understand what you're saying, but they can say that on UPN and other shows. It's normal. It's normal. Like, what's the movie coming out about ATL? It's like a dude. He's a pimp.
See, I don't know.
Mario,
I don't watch
TV. No, it's a movie coming out on a big screen.
I know.
We don't see
TV
commercials because we don't watch TV.
Okay, I'm a TV person, but I've been looking at late. But I'm a movie person. I love movies.
I love movies too, but I've been so busy, I haven't had time to sit down and watch it.
I forget the name of it, but I seen previews of that, and they were saying the N-word a lot. You know, N-word in that movie a lot.
Last movie I seen was Black Panther, and I couldn't tell you the last movie before Black Panther.
And I still haven't seen Black Panther.
I seen Acrimony, Black Panther. I just seen Rampage. You know, I'm a movie.
I wanted to go
I love
and have
movies
a.
Because I'm gonna be a movie star.
Me
right
too.
Today.
Man, you're gonna be the guy.
Well, come on. We all three. You know,
let's
we
go.
We got that.
Just don't cook them none of that gumbo.
That's what's going to
happen. They'll be like, you know what,
I'm going to get the job if I cook that, though.
Oh, no. Talking about the N-word, guys. What, call, give us a call to weigh on this N-word. We want to hear what you got to say about the N-word. I know we got a couple of people listening. Hey, push, press that number one if you want to talk. If you just want to listen, hey, that's fine, because we'd like for you to hear our nice voices on the Bobby Eaton Show anyway. But I got another song I want to play real quick. I'm going to kind of get keep it old school a little bit. Ironically, the group is called Slave.
See, so that's what we're not going to do.
I thought that was a little weird, but this is back in the day. You might remember. You should remember this, too. You ain't that young. So,
what year was it?
79.
I was not alive.
She wasn't here.
I was 6 years old. Lord have my eyes.
I wasn't even thought of.
So old. Hey, you listen to the Bobby Eaton Show.
She was still in the loin.
Thank you.
Brother said, just a touch of love. Why women tripping? You know, that's what brother need to tell his woman next time. Man, Slave said, all you need is just a touch of love. Why you
just
tripping with me?
Touch of love.
You need all that. You're listening to the Bobby Eaton Show on
that's
this.
That's the fine touch.
I'm living that alone.
it doesn't have to be physical.
I know. But I know Niecy is just
Cajun chaos.
Yeah,
I already know. We know where Niecy going every time.
You know, before we get back on our topic, man, this weather. I have on a jacket and it's almost May.
It was so warm yesterday.
And it was like 80 something degrees,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, and this weather is just awful. You know, one of the things I hear when I got to Oklahoma, if you don't like the weather, just wait. And you know, we know.
And it could be 15 minutes later.
Now, the only thing about it, that hot and cold, we know that brings tornadoes.
Yeah.
The hot and cold.
Well, it's tornado
season.
Right.
Yeah. So, the weather is kind of crispy outside. We're in the Bobby Eaton Show talking about the N-word, N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-E-R. Which one do you prefer or you don't prefer to say that word at all?
So, if you're listening, press the number one. Go on and come and talk to us.
Yeah, give them that number.
646-716-5525.
Press one to talk.
That can stir. That can so scary right now. But before we get back on the N-word, before we get back on the N-word, listen, what's going on in your world? What type of new ventures or things you got going on, man, that we need to have a lookout for and different things that you're doing in the community?
Well, I have my show, the Out Here in the Streets show. I am looking for some new guests to be interviewed. I have a couple of people in mind. So I will have some new episodes on my YouTube channel, which is Favored, B like Blessed and Highly Favored, and B like a Honeybee. Two words, not one. And also, I am a certified peristeme practitioner, which means I can service women and provide vaginal steams, a.k.a. yoni steams or a V-steam. Your eyes got big in a mug, but let me tell you.
Right.
It is an ancient healing practice that is helpful for many women. It can alleviate a lot of symptoms and issues. It can increase fertility, and it's overall just centering and a great way to take care of yourself.
I seen on Facebook. I was like, the reason why I did that because I said, "Oh man, look at Listen Mash. They know massage company."
Nah, we ain't doing massages.
And so that's what that means.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your poodle pocket.
A vaginal steam.
Oh.
Vagina, 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 vagina. Don't be scared of the word.
Your poodle pocket.
Man.
My word, gonna turn our mics off.
I did not know. I was like, massage. And I go like, I was like, I go get me a massage or something. Get my feet.
Come knock on the door. We're gonna be like, sorry, sir.
Oh my goodness. So is
this something? Have the
is this something that's been around for a while, or is it just not
years?
Ancient.
Years.
Yeah.
Centuries.
So you tell me, Cleopatra was getting this stuff done?
Might have been.
But it's been
steam
around
it up,
China
it
and
up.
Africa, right?
Yeah. Well, Japan.
Japan and Africa, yeah.
Man, that's what that was. Oh, man, I'm so behind.
It's amazing, Mario. Do some research. I mean, I know you don't have a vajayjay, but but you have daughters and women in your life.
Oh, my God.
And,
you would, don't say
oh my
that
gosh,
word.
I'm sorry
with
to mean to traumatize.
You're right.
You cannot say that word and my daughter's in the same sentence.
Okay, let's just start
oh,
off.
God, I'm like about
daughters
to,
mean.
No, don't you do it. Don't you do it. I'm going to throw your mic at. No, don't say that word. Please don't. I just can't. And they're younger. I mean, they're 15. And so now.
They probably have
that
periods.
Would, yeah, they do.
Okay. So they would benefit
from our services. We do
very
beneficial too. So if they have cramps or they're not regular, if they're moody, you can buy
them
a gift
gumbo
and send them out to me.
I'm not. Oh man! Not that I doubt your services. It's just to tell somebody. Hey, baby, here's your card to go. You know, get your business taken care of. Daddy love you.
What? Okay. I know we off topic here, but I want to know what's the difference in doing that and going and buying pads and tampons.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I give money.
It's the same thing. You just
it
said
is
that.
The same thing.
Okay.
Where's okay.
Bobby?
Anyway.
I need Bobby. I need some help.
Right.
But now I
it's
know that.
The same.
I did not. Okay. So that's something is popular. What's the name of the company again?
Sultana Steam.
Sultana. What does that mean?
So Sultana actually means queen. And our CEO is in Houston, so we opened a franchise here in Tulsa.
Okay.
My father named her Sultana, which means queen, so we do queen things.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say, Sultana means the back of the, I was like, oh, my God. I was scared. I was so scared. I was over like
you
this.
Went to worst case.
I was like, okay, I'm scared about what, okay.
Sorry, I need the vacation.
Yes, I need the boy.
Okay, listen, just for the listeners, you said you were looking for more guests. What type of guests are you interviewing
people
you interview?
I love to talk to the everyday person. You know, a lot of people want to interview famous people and celebrities.
Right,
care about the average everyday person that has a story to tell, something that they overcame, purpose, projects, different things like that, just so I can get people exposure.
Gotcha.
And hear their heart stories. Because I think a lot of times other people will encourage somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good.
Good
so if you can think of anybody. Let me know.
Okay.
You ain't never asked me. I'm hurt.
Me either. I'm
well,
just saying.
What?
That's why I wanted to ask the question
right
to see why I was exempt.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I've got a problem.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I ain't out here in these streets. I must be out on the curb or something.
Oh, good. I will interview all of y'all, really. Yeah, I've been so busy. I haven't done an interview in a long time. But I'll put you on my schedule.
Yeah.
Now, when we can do it between being on here and everybody
and
else's other 500 gigs.
Else. Yep.
And project.
Oh, you know,
you know, you miss you be doing your little nasty poems.
That's yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Jay Parlay is Friday at Retro, and it is not the nasty night, but it is Tulsa's Black Wall Street meet
Jesus.
Kansas City's 18th and Vine.
That's going to be nice.
Right. So O'Malley B and Steph Simon and a couple other people will be there Friday night. So at Retro. So 7:30. If you haven't got your ticket, you need to look up Jay Parlay or Jerrica Wortham on Facebook and get your tickets in. $10 general admission, $15 at the door. Oh, well, $15 VIP. That's what it is.
VIP? So, what else you got going on? I know you got something else going on because, you know, you keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I just started a business class yesterday. So
yeah, I knew it. I knew
every,
it was
something. And it's a – I know y'all can't see, but we got our textbooks and stuff last night.
Oh, yes, she got
it
books.
Is the 6-week startup by Rhonda Abrams. So
wow.
It is TEDC. And Tulsa Route 66 have gotten funding from the city of Tulsa to help startups do help entrepreneurs with startups.
Yeah. Okay.
So I might be having my restaurant.
Do that.
So,
that'll
man.
Be nice.
And you say you started yesterday.
Yes, it was like it's a 7 weeks. When that includes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was just the information or whatever, let us know this is what the process is and give us our, information about the assessment test that we had to take prior to.
Yeah.
And she was like, so this right here is it. You decide tonight whether or not you want to attend the next 6 weeks or not. So we have homework and things of that nature to go on.
That's
and I'm
exciting.
Still doing my herbal remedies completion of my testing for doing that also. And I won't
waiting on you to finish.
Well, it won't start up. This particular class won't certify me to do business, but it's like a completion, you know, a completion certificate saying mm-hmm. that I took this course and I'm knowledgeable in these areas. So I might, I won't be able to open a business with it, but I can do training.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I'm going to need you to do it all, especially the restaurant, because I'm going to need you to make me a veggie burger.
Yeah, because don't make no
this butter. Real savory, like this gumbo, though, but not as spicy.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Well, that's, I know you got something else going on, too, because, you know, you got about nine
the
things.
Tenacity.
Youth Group of West Tulsa. Next month, we are ending our year out with our outing to Incredible Pizza, as well as our awards banquet for customer service, community service hours, and the participation that they have done for the 9 months that they've, you know, been in the class this year or the meetings this year. So, and I'm still taking donations for that as well. If you want to contribute to the efforts being made of me sponsoring these kids or taking these kids to do these festivities next month, I do have PayPal and I have Cash App, and you can send your request. Or, you know, for more information to tenacitywesttulsa@gmail.com. And that's TEENACITY West Tulsa, all one word, gmail.com. So doing that also. We're also Black Wall Street Times.
Yeah, I knew it was about 90,000 things.
Black Wall Street Times is looking for teenagers, high schoolers who are looking or interested in journalism and want to write stories about how things in life affect the Black neighborhood or them, you know, teenagers, current events and things of that nature, how it's affecting them. So if you are looking to be get a foot in journalism, also you can hit up that same email, Tenacity of West Tulsa, and let me know that you're interested in writing for the Black Wall Street Times. Or if you have any teenagers, high schoolers that are interested, let me know. And The Juice is recruiting also.
Juice, no, okay, yeah, Juice is recruited. That's Neo Soul Instrumentals.
I need the actual title.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was going to show that. What you asking about?
I think that's it, y'all.
Okay. That's it, you sure?
I think
she got a thing. She like,
you know, somebody will be like, you forgot about this.
Well, you have your sister Queen and Brother King.
Yeah,
I always forget about that. I'm actually trying to sell the rest of those T-shirts to help fund the events or the, you know, the events for next month for the kids. If I can at least get $500 either in monetary donations or in service donations, I'd appreciate it very much so I can take care of my babies, my kids.
Yeah. Well, what I got going on.
Tell us, Mr. Choi.
Man, got going on right now. One of the things I'm concentrating on, still doing my voiceovers on, you know, I got on Instagram, I am Mario Choice. And then also on Facebook, Pastor Mario. And I started my new clothing line. It's called Catalyst. I got one of my shirts on right now.
Yeah. I like it.
Catalyst.
Like it.
It's a movement. I actually tagged you guys. You guys actually on the Facebook page. Catalyst. People who spark change in the world and in the community. And so people ask me, what is that? I said, that's like a Martin Luther King. It's like a Malcolm X. It's like a Josephine Baker. It's like, you know, Ella Baker. People that spark change, you know.
I'm
going to
need one of them shirts.
Oh, you know I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. So it's Catalyst Clothing. My son is going to start modeling it because he's been trying to model her in Texas and everything. Remind me of his daddy when back in the day.
Oh,
no, shame on it. No, shame on it. And so he's trying to model. And so I'm sending both my sons. One of them, he don't model. He said, Dad, I wear a shirt, but I ain't like, you know, my brother, man. My brother, man, you know, he wanted his model. So I'm going to send him. But Catalyst Clothing, also on Facebook. You can actually subscribe. I guess it's called subscribe to our page, Catalyst, the Catalyst Movement. If you feel like you are a catalyst and you are doing things in the community or in the world, wherever it may be, it can be from, you know, I know a woman that she does homeless women's hair, make them feel better about their situation. That's a catalyst movement right there.
Right.
Because you never know what might happen to that woman later on. I know a guy cuts hair. He takes homeless people because I know a lady passed out water. You know, to homeless people. I know people that are just doing different things to try to spark change. Then I got some people that are more controversial, you know, the rights. You know, I have a friend, his whole thing is he feel like churches are too religious and he's like bucking the system. And he said, because we need to be able to go out into these streets.
Right.
And
people.
And so he's actually, you know, sparking some things. And so go like that page on Facebook, the Catalyst Movement. For my people don't know how to spell Catalyst. It's C-A-T-A. Let me look at my shirt. C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. Brandon, it's a joke. And so the Catalyst Movement is on the move. Hey, we're going to make this thing. You know what I'm going to do, y'all? I'm going to send one of my shirts to Will Smith.
Do it.
I'm sending Will Smith.
I love his videos.
Like, you know, man, because he's on that
like,
right now. He's
oh
on this whole,
gosh.
Like, hey, this is the boy Will Smith. You know how he talking and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send him what happened.
I like
you know?
My brother, too. My brother, every time I see Will Smith, I just brother.
Yeah, see, he does look like. You know what? I think Will
their
wear a
mannerisms are exactly the same.
You think Will wear a medium or a large?
He wear a large.
I would say large.
Large. But you know, they like their shirt where you can see their heartbeat. So. I don't want to see that because I got some grooves and curves in my body that I don't want to see.
I mean, I think he wears a large.
Large. I'm gonna send him a large. I'm gonna say, hey, Will, this your baby. Put me on the map, baby.
Right.
Let me go look at some pictures of him.
Oh, okay. You're gonna look some pictures of him. Make sure he's the right size. You listen to the Bobby Eaton Show. Why Alyssa does her Will Smith research. Give us a call. We're talking about the N-word. We got off topic for just a second, talking about different things that we're doing in the community. 646-716-5525. Bobby's not with us today. He's actually taking care of some personal things. I want to keep repeating this because I want to make sure that you guys understand to keep him
in your prayers.
Him
right.
And his family in your prayers. But I don't want you to panic either. You know, sometimes people think of prayer and they think of panicking. No, actually, prayer is something that you should
do. We should be doing
every
anyway,
day,
right?
All the time. You know what I'm saying? I pray 20 times a day. I'm not Muslim, but I pray all day long. And so, that's what you need to say.
I'm not Muslim. Why would you say that?
I'm just joking.
Okay.
It's a joke. I know it's about the universe with you. So,
see, we don't fight. I tell him all the time.
I'm joking. I'm just giving you a hard time. But we're having a good time on the show. We started out kind of rough, y'all, with technical difficulties. We hope that you stayed along for this ride on the N-word. We played some clips from Richard Pryor, Dead Poets, some from Deaf Poetry Jam, talking about it. Then we played some music from YG called My Nigga. The other one called Hot Niggas.
My nigga.
How do you become a hot nigga? You just move to Miami in the summer or something?
I think they're hot because they're in these streets.
Out here in these streets.
In these streets.
Shameless.
But not in the streets like I be in the streets.
Okay.
They doing something.
Yeah.
Some guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Look how she's.
That's a different type of hot, ain't it?
Yeah, I ain't that
hot. I'm gonna give you a hot one for
right.
Real.
Right.
You're supposed to get you.
Oh my God.
Bobby.
When
we tell our stories our way.
Are we tell our what?
Stories our way.
That ain't what you, boy.
What'd I say?
It's not like you're about to say a B word.
No, you know better than that.
I'm just saying.
What, a barbecue?
No.
I wasn't finna say nothing
this
else.
Your
now, you know,
buddy,
you know I ain't finna cuss. Now, I'm not saying I'm holier than thou, but one thing, I got a grip on the cuss. Now, other things, I need to help with. Pray for me. I've been praying for me. Pray for your boy real good. Now, I tell people all the time, they say, hey, what kind of pastor are you? I'm a pastor that has a wicked past and trying to be having a good future. You know what I'm saying? And so I tell people, if you want a real pastor, find one that has been through some things, that made some terrible decisions, not operating sin, but they have made some horrible decisions. That type of person can reach almost every person.
They're
on the straight and narrow now, but if they had a past where they did mess up, whether it was in a marriage or in the streets or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, I tell people all the time, a perfect pastor for me is too much pressure for me.
Oh yeah.
As a member,
mm-hmm.
I don't want that because I can't live up to what you live in.
Right.
And I'm not saying he got to be, you know, pimping out all the women. He said, oh, that's my pastor right there. Yeah, my pastor Bishop Die One. I'm saying
the cousin passed on Facebook.
Oh yeah, Matthias. Matthias, something else. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, find your pastor that got a past and trying to live on that righteousness chip, you know, and so. The N-word. What y'all got to say about the N-word before I go to this song?
If somebody walked in here right now that did not look like you and came in here calling you the N-word, how would you feel?
You ready? Hold on.
Look, they got to get past Brian over there.
Yeah. Honestly, when I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, my dad... Back in the day, and I love my dad. My dad was pro-black. I couldn't believe he did this. I grew up in Southside Fort Worth. He was predominantly black and Hispanic. And he moved to a place called Crowley, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Suburb. It's like Broken Arrow to Tulsa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And When I got to the school, it was huge. I've never seen anything like that. And it was like 4,000 students in the school.
Oh, wow.
Class 6A school. And I walked into school, and they had a posting. I don't know why they had this. It had the breakdown of the races where you can see it.
Really?
I kid you, I don't know why we had
of how
that.
Many were in the school?
Yes.
Like in the highway or something?
It's like in the office. to this day, and it's like I have like visual dreams about it. I'm like, why did they have that? And that's why I'm able to tell the kids I talk to now. I remember I had a breakdown. It was like 2,700 Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 800 Asian. And like about 150 Hispanics and like 110 blacks.
Wow.
Something to that effect. And I remember seeing that. So I got to the school. I heard that word and I was fighting and getting to it a lot. Because mm-hmm. they would be sarcastic with it. What's up, Mario, man? What's up? You my nigga. I'm saying, man, let me tell you something, man. I don't play like that. Or I had a fight at school where a girl confronted me because I didn't deal with a situation. It was one of my teammates. I got into the line. They had the hot line, what they call the poor line. That's their plate lunch. Then the other line had the pizza and cake and all that.
Uh-huh.
I was in that hot plate line. My daddy was not giving up more than $2.50 for my lunch. And that was another thing. My lunch was a dollar in the hood this back in the day. And I got over your lunch at $2.50. My dad was like, boy. So anyway, I got in this line. And in this line, now watch this. I got in this line. They had chicken, watermelon, mashed potatoes, and green beans, right? So I got in the line. I got in the line, and one of my basketball teammates said, Mario, I know you're going to get that line right there, boy. That's some good eating right there. And I laughed, and another black girl said, you going to let him get away with that?
Right.
And I had my tray, and I was like, mother. And I put my tray down and jumped over like the, you know, little rails and started like just binging him.
Dang.
Got in trouble and everything. They actually didn't do too much to me, you know, because they didn't know how to deal with that because.
And I had to turn around. What the that's supposed to mean?
Man, I was like, wait a minute. She's like, this. And so he was making fun of me. He was being, you know, racially.
Right.
Inappropriate. And so when I got to school, I heard that word a lot. They would write it on your locker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, they would say, oh, that's all the black kids trying to stir up mess. I'm like, we don't do that. They write it on your locker. And then you had some of the blacks that were there, they were blending. You know, you went over there with Johnny and. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Mario, I'm over here with Tom. You know what I'm saying? We're about to go rollerblading. When you want to go with us? I'm like, man, no, I'm not going.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, so, but I would hear it a lot. I heard the word a lot. So I heard a lot, and I was fighting a lot. Listen, and Nisi at white school. My dad said, son, you can't fight every time you hear that word. I'm going to put him on blast. I'm right out. A white friend named Kenny that he thought it was funny, mm-hmm. and he was a friend. But I remember we was out in the back front yard boxing. And he called one of my friends the N-word. He said, come on. And my friend tried to beat him to death. And it still didn't work because he kept saying it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it was just something natural to say.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
You said it was in Crowley, Texas?
Crowley.
I think I've heard of it.
Crowley, Texas is a – but it's, that's what happened to Crowley, Texas. My son's graduated from North Crowley because what happened is white flight happened and blacks moved in and mm-hmm. they built another school. See, y'all Negroes stay out in North Crowley,
right.
Not the real Crowley.
Uh-huh.
And so what happened is the population of African Americans just went through the roof after I left, where it was almost matched. But then they built a new school closer and they said, y'all stay at North Crowley. And so then it went right back to that dynamic. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. North Crowley. That's my stories, man. So
do you think it's a hindrance
for
us? As a people, we said the oppressors, but as a people within us, excluding, you know, non-blacks, is it something that mentality? Because I think it's a mentality, a nigga, you know, like I said, I say my son is one, my older son. I've told him that to his face, you know, and ain't no shame on me on that. If you act like a nigga, you act like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? To me, I think there's a difference between a nigga and a black man. So, and it is by their behavior.
Yeah.
So do you think that that is something that is like a hindrance as far as the so-called quote unquote nigga mentality to us as a race, period?
I'm going to let Liz take that one. I'm not sure.
The mentality or just the word in itself?
The mentality. Because like I said, there's a difference in the mentality as far as being, you know, this a Mario compared to and Antonio.
Little Tyrone, Ron, right. Ron. Well, I think it does hinder us because we're not all on the same page.
Yeah.
And so there's so much division, even in perspectives and thoughts on, is it appropriate? Is it not? Is it a term of endearment or is it not? We can't get on the same page about what's okay to call ourselves. So, yeah, I think that hinders us in a lot of ways.
Huh. That I think is a hindrance. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with that.
And I mean, but you have some people that, and I guess it depends more on a hindrance how or in what way, because we have many people that are progressive and they just keep on pushing, but Black people as a whole, again,
yeah,
we can't all get on the same page about nothing.
So do you think the nigga, I mean, that mentality, the words, the thought process is what's keeping us from being a uniform? You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I think I'm going to explain this and say, tell me if this is where you're going.
Okay.
Just because you say the word nigga don't mean that you ain't got the nigga thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people that don't say the word a lot, but they got what I call N-I-G-G.
I think she's not talking about the word per se, though. She's saying the concept of what you would call a nigga mentality.
The
oh, okay.
Mentality, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's about as hot as that gumbo.
it is.
But you ate it.
And so, thought about something, too. That's why I was like, I'm going to say, never eat no woman for Louisiana gumbo. Wearing the beef. Anyway.
Don't even start. Don't.
I don't know, y'all. I really don't.
Well, okay. So, because, yeah, we had to, like, ask her to repeat three times. And
yeah.
Kind of circle it around in the brain.
And I thought process is basically what you were saying because of the lack of your uniformity, you know what I'm saying, that we have.
Oh.
One person is thinking, or we have so many thinking this way, and then the other one, you know, we have the Mario thinkers or, you know, over here, and then we have the Antonios over here. And I'm saying that as far as my son is concerned.
Okay.
So Marios and Antonios are always, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a divide.
Right. So against one another, and I think that is what's a hindrance to our progression as a people is because of the nigga mentality and the Black man mentality, the king mentality, the one that's, you know.
So nigga mentality, get some money, buy some Jordans. Black man mentality, get some money, invest it.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
What I was thinking.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
More of the hood
I
life
was trying
instead
to think
of thinking.
Of though. What would be a synonym or what else would?
The hood guy. I don't know what that is. The hood person. You know
I
what
got
I'm saying?
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Versus the
the
progressive.
Right.
Got a little feedback in the mic.
Because you have some people that have never heard the phrase nigga mentality.
Right.
And they would be like, well, what is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go to a song real quick while we figure out what's going on with technical difficulties. Give us a call, 646-716-5525. We'd like to hear from you.
It just went out. Thank you.
A little bit too hard right there. I want to make sure we don't. Oh, there we go, right there. And we're back.
And we're back.
This is the Bobby Eaton Show, where we're talking about the N word our way.
What does that mean?
The N word our way. We're talking about the N word our way. And so, what's that number?
646-716-5525.
Press that one if you want to talk to us. I was kind of, I wish some people would have called to talk about this word real quick. The N word.
Don't be scared. Call in.
They're scared. They're scared.
We got a few minutes left. You can get your little thoughts in there.
Yeah, real quick. So we apologize for the technical difficulties. You guys can hear yourself on the mic? What about now?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. You know, we're in the house now. We're in the house. The Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. Y'all probably say, he keeps saying that. Well, I know Bobby says at least times a show. I want to make sure that you understand that you can call in and say what you want to, because it's uncensored.
Now.
Uncensored. What's up? Y'all don't think it's uncensored?
It is, but I'm just saying, go ahead. Ain't no telling what kind of car we getting there.
Oh, yeah. I just opened the door. I opened the door for that, didn't I?
You did, yeah. But it's okay. We welcome.
You're gonna be like, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show. They're gonna be like, my nigga.
You just said it, so welcome back. You just
why come?
I know that's country and Texas.
Don't talk about me then.
You know what? When I'm in the classroom with the students and stuff like that, you know, I'm talking proper English. But I go to Texas and I'm with my family. Right. I come back and jumble up some sentences.
Same thing.
What you talking about that, Paul? I'm like, what'd you say? I said, what are you talking about that for? I had to really catch myself, you know. Or if I'm preaching, sometime it'll come out. Like what I just said, what for?
Mm-hmm.
What for? You know what I'm saying?
Like he teased me all the time. That's that Louisiana coming out right there.
No. Y'all always tell you stuff like making groceries, which, like, I'm like, how are you going to do that? You're going to go to the farm and get them? Y'all talking about shopping for them, though.
So?
And then I say this, who's she having the baby for?
Says so.
Who's she having the baby for? I'm like, what, she going to give away the baby to somebody? Who's she having the baby for? Meaning she's having the baby by someone, right?
For them.
Yeah. Who's having the baby for? What else? What else? What's the next? What's the other thing I say?
Lip chap.
Not all of us say that.
Okay.
What they say?
I used to date a dude from Louisiana. He'd be like, lip chap and make groceries. And I just
what that mean?
Like, what lip chap is chapstick?
Chapstick.
Lip chap. I'm thinking, what is that? So I'm gonna give you some lip.
He was looking so serious too. Like,
now, when I went to Atlanta last summer, spoke at a juvenile facility,
mm-hmm.
and the kid pulled me aside. Eat day, I tell you that, Mr. Chart, man, you was bit some real stuff. I thought of my charter too, man. I'm telling you, we coming through that thing. We were coming through the gate. You know what I'm saying, that's how I got hooked up with that thing. They pulled that thing to pop off of me. I looked up, I said, amen. I know what he said. I pulled that charter came through that thing. You know what I'm saying? So I told Charter, hold that thing for you, boy. I came on through, but I know I'm coming over to Decatur. So I came back through it. Then we was at the bank head, you know what I'm saying? The bank head. What I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But he locked up in DeKalb County, though. You know, I'm going to holler at my shorty before I get out. I'm like, what is going on? The language.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a culture thing.
I know it is. I got cousins in South Carolina that talk Gullah, and they make no sense.
In Memphis, they say, ain't it, for everything.
Ain't it?
Yeah. Like, oh, she look good. Ain't it?
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
like,
indeed.
Okay. Like, is this rhetorical or something?
Yeah. Ain't it? Yeah.
Everybody in Texas, everybody's a dog. What's up, dog? What's up, dog?
When I first got here, I was told I couldn't say dog.
Well, you know, because Bloods and Crips. And so, but in Texas.
I didn't know that. Not in Louisiana. Not even in Dallas. I was in Dallas for 6 years.
Yeah.
But when I got here, I lived in Seminole, and they was like, we ain't going, you know what I'm saying? You don't know better, so we just going to let it go with you, but you can't be saying dog around me.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? And they was like, because dog is disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? I'm blue. I'm like, nigga,
yeah.
Get the sky out of my face.
Oh, wow. I thought he was tripping. He said, they're Crip, cuz. And so,
because I was.
You start sea-wiping on them?
Oh, my goodness. Just bad.
Cajun.
There it is. That's the reason why.
Out of chaos. Just came through right then and there.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah. So you got different dialects.
Nisi like, need a nap.
Have you heard somebody talk to Gullah? It's like jumbled up. I guess it's broken English from when the slaves came over and it got the French stuff in it.
Outside of like something on TV, I haven't.
No, nah, my cousins in South Carolina. Man, I go to the store. I was talking.
So almost Jamaican life.
And then at the end of it, every sentence, I tell you that, but they're whistling. I'm like, what is he? I need an interpreter. What are you saying? I tell you, go over there and get your haircut, boy. You go get your haircut. The boy run the thing, and they get the cut. And it's like Louisiana, but speed it up.
Right.
Cause you know.
Beat it up. Mm-hmm. Or tis knocking and this like this. Me and the kids is tis knock like this. It's not a tis knock.
What? No, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it to myself. I can't.
You know what I said, right, Brandon? Yeah.
Her grandson know what she said.
Yeah. My sister tis knock, miss me a list knock, tis knock, you know, he's not a tis knock like this. And I didn't know what it was. Like, this not a tis.
She said this?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, she said a lot, so I can't replay it all back. But she said her sister taught us like for at least 30 years.
Yep, exactly what I said.
Nigga mentality. I'm sorry.
Listen, you a nigga now. What? Can I understand?
You got to be able to.
That is
you have
a form of pig Latin, sir.
I know it's pig Latin.
I used to write pig Latin notes in class all the time.
Yep.
Slide them on across.
See, pig Latin, his wife teacher be like, what is this dialect?
It's for us niggas.
I know about pig Latin. I had some homeboys in Texas that could spit that to make sure can't nobody know what they're saying. And people around like, what? And I was one of those ones. Like, what? I'm around you all the time, but you saying some. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That ain't even Bonnie. It's not even Bonnie. What is that called?
Pig Latin.
Pig Latin.
I don't like calling it pig Latin. It's, that's something else.
That's what it is.
Negro Onyx or something. I don't know.
Oh, it's Lord. Not.
We're about to the end of the Bible.
It's not this shit. No, it's not his name.
Oh, Lord. She said we're about to end this show right here, right now, right?
You got
yeah. I know it. I'm from Texas. They talk to it all the time. Hey, we'd like to thank you for listening to the Bobby Eaton Show. We'll be back at you on Wednesday. We've got a nice topic.
On Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Today is Wednesday.
On Saturday.
Okay.
On Saturday, we'll be back at you with a new show. Hey, we thank you for tuning in to the Bobby Eaton Show. We had a good time. Hey, tell them goodbye in your pig Latin.
Give me people.
And that's the end of the show. Lord help us.